how good is a walk outside, my friends, in the fresh air with the sun on your face and the sounds of birds in your ears? And look, that's probably been one of our main pleasures over the last couple of months, right? Well, if you're like me and you've got a bit of an affection for Mother Nature and all she has to offer, you might want to consider participating in the Urban Field Naturalist Project. The project encourages people to observe the fauna and flora that exists around us. So in our backyards, even on our balconies, in the parks, growing and living on the sidewalks in our city, just basically our surrounding environment. And participants write about their observations and they submit them to the Urban Field Naturalist Project website. Now, these stories help researchers to understand the different lives and ecosystems and the worlds that exist within our urban areas. So it's good research material for them. Now, here to tell us a little bit more about the project and how you can get involved is friend of the show, also maybe known as Star-Lord if you have been listening in previously, Dr. John Martin. Dr. John Martin is a research scientist from Taronga Zoo in Institute, and he joins us this morning. Dr. Martin, how are you? AKA, it was a Star-Lord?
It is Star-Lord, yes, I love it. I had a good laugh when we had a chat the other day and told a few friends that you called me Star-Lord on the radio, and they all were very impressed with you, actually.
Oh, yeah. Gold, that is gold. Hey, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Tell us a little bit more about the Urban Field Naturalist Project.
Yeah, so in the introduction, you mentioned just our everyday lives. And if you're like me, you're observing little bits of nature and sometimes you see something and you tell someone about it. You know, you sit down, you have a coffee, you might be having a wine with a friend. You won't believe what I saw the other day, you know. And so for me, some of the things that I see, I live near the beach. It's nice to see a pod of dolphins swimming by. You know, at the moment, I'm really loving smelling the jasmine as I'm walking along the footpath and I'm enjoying those flowers. And actually, I'm standing just outside at the moment and four kookaburras just landed in the tree a moment ago and they're singing together above me. And so all of these little things are things that we hopefully appreciate and they make our days a little bit brighter. And so, you know, you can actually share those moments in a really simple way, like you do when you tell a friend about a moment in nature, but by writing a little story. And we're talking about, say, 200 words, accompany it with a little photo or a little video, or if you're a little bit more artistic than I am, a drawing or, a graphic, whatever it is. And we like to share them on social media, and we also share them on our website, a collection of nature stories from around the world, actually. So it doesn't have to be today. It might have been you were traveling the world a year ago and you had this moment where you stumbled across a tiger in India and you're like, oh, this was amazing. So
so tell us some of the like funny or the strange stories that you've had.
So speaking of India, we had an amazing story about a sunbird that was nesting in a pair of undies pegged to the clothesline in the middle of a city. And it was from a teenage contributor and it was a really beautiful story. They observed that this bird kept coming back to these pair of undies, so they left the undies up for several weeks so that they could, that the birds could successfully nest. And, you know, this is just a really beautiful story of this individual's observation over multiple weeks of the birds nesting and the chicks hatching, but also of that family being so tolerant of these birds. You know, they left this pair of undies hanging on the line and didn't disturb them. But there's a few others. We had a story of a cat invading a soccer field in England during a game. You know, it's not your classic urban nature story, but it's actually, of course, quintessentially an urban nature story. A lot of our urban nature are our pets and these common animals that we see around.
Yeah, right. And how does the information that they provide help you as a researcher?
So there are a couple of things here. The first one is, what we're encouraging is people to connect with nature. And so I'm an ecologist and my interest is conservation biology. So we've got all these threatened species, we've got, you know, these global issues. But if we can actually connect with it, nature in our everyday lives, that's actually good for us. It's good for our health, our mental well-being. But it also means that we're more likely to value nature more broadly in the landscape. And so we've got a few simple steps on our website. And the first one is quite simply to slow down. And the second one is to observe, you know. So it's really simple things. You can go for a walk in the park, but you might just sit down and take a moment and try and actually observe what's happening around you. From a research perspective, we're learning about the different things that people value. And that's really important for us to have an understanding of how people connect with nature and the different ways in which we can be trying to share stories to encourage people to be thinking about nature in our everyday lives.
And how can people get involved? Is it just heading to the Urban Field Naturalist? Is there a website? We'll link it to the show notes if there is. Is there a website?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. So urbanfieldnaturalist.org. Otherwise, join us on social media, so on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. And so what we on our website, there's instructions on how to write a story and a few tips on how to write a story. And you can just send us your story. We provide a little bit of editorial assistance, and then we can load it up on the website. And as I say, it's a short story, say 200 words. It's actually something that everyone listening can do. Everyone's had a moment somewhere in nature, whether it was yesterday or this morning or a year ago. And I know it's a bit of a barrier sometimes to write a few words, but what I encourage you to do is put yourself in the story. You know, I was on holiday. I was walking down the street, or I was cycling around Amsterdam, and then all of a sudden there was this huge school of fish in the canals, and I couldn't believe my eyes, and all these people came running and the birds came diving in, and I was like, it's a David Attenborough documentary. And, you know, I mean, it doesn't have to be that outrageous. It could just be that you walked down the road and you smelled the jasmine flowering and it made you happy, and it reminded you of the fact that summer is coming and you're looking forward to spending more time in the warmth and in the sunshine. You know, there's lots of ways to connect with nature.
Oh, Dr. John Martin, as always, pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, and we will link the site to the show notes here.
Fabulous. You have a great day, and get out and enjoy some sunshine and fresh air.
Yeah, we'll do. You too. Bye.
Bye.